Wow, so it's 25 past 8 and I'm about to climb onto the chair in my garden because if I do that, I can see over the hedge, and if I look over the hedge I can see this splash of orange fire as the sun goes down and licks the horizon with orange. It's awesome, amazing to watch. I've got about another 4 days left at the place I work. Said had a few ciders tonight with a few people who can't make the leaving drinks, and it's funny, isn't it? You work in a routine, a day-to-day environment, and you kind of build up relationships through jokes and laughter and a sense of the absurd and a sense of commitment together sometimes. And it's only when you leave that people divest themselves of this shell and really, you know, reveal their desires and their how much they value you and how much you value them. And it's only at the end that this happens. It's very bizarre. I've walked to the end. I'm at the other end of the garden now, and I'm at the iron gate, which connects us to the farm field behind us, which is now inhabited by 5 pregnant cows, which are intensely fascinating animals to me because they are, I don't know, it's got to like 8:30 and they get a bit feisty during the day. I would if I had 100,000 flies buzzing in my eyes during the day. But now it gets to kind of, you know, daylight draining. They're all standing facing away from each other, motionless. And they look like a Pink Floyd album cover. In fact, I'm so fascinated by this, I'm going to hop over the fence into their field and see what happens if I get in the field and... No, I'm not going to do that. That's ridiculous. And error-prone and likely to end in disaster. So, it got me thinking. As I'm leaving, I'm kind of bonding hard with a few of the people that, you know, I've got something in common with, you know, that shared knowledge of the important things in life. And they're the people you know you're going to keep in touch with, but it's still hard to leave behind because they're part of the furniture, part of your furniture, you're part of their furniture. So, it got me thinking, and it's getting towards the end of summer. This will be the second summer we've had in this cottage in the middle of nowhere. And I thought it's the second summer here. We moved in here February 2007. So we went through February 2008. So we went through the 2008 summer. And we just finished a 2009 summer. 2 summers. And I thought, okay, awesome. This one wasn't so good. The last one was incredible. I'd just been buzzed by another bloody bat. But 2 summers. And if I live to be 70 or 80, I'm only going to see or remember, bearing in mind I'll be 5. When I'm 5, oh my God, hang on. I won't remember anything after the age of 5. Probably about 65 to 70 summers, and 2 of them are already gone. That's nothing. It feels like a dewdrop on the surface of a pond, if that makes any sense. Highly ephemeral and transient, that this human life we lead is over in an instant. And the only thing that makes it worth a damn are human relationships, sharing of knowledge, genetic memory, a shared understanding of what's important, not the bullshit, money, crap, problems, stuff that happens day to day. It's the connections, the strength of those connections, the strength of our values, the strength of our morals, how we build and shape and guide our children and let them loose on the world long after we're gone. So, Heidi starts school next month. She'll be 5 in November. Me and Rachel have spent the last 5 years mindfully helping that young person reach a stage where they are an independent being who we hope is going to bring value into the planet. So I'm circling in the garden, as usual, or overawed by the physical beauty of the place I live. There are always at least 5 bright lights of aeroplanes in the sky because we're near Gatwick. Satellites in a holding pattern. If I look over the cow field again, there's that incredible luminosity that you get when the sun is going down, but the sky is still blue. Sunlight is bouncing off the clouds, or moonlight. Yeah, it's moonlight. Just seen the quarter moon over the shed. Luminous, vivid, clear, eternal. And I think if I ever want to get any perspective, plant my feet firmly on the ground, I look at the fucking moon, Luna, Diana. I look at the moon and I imagine 2 million years ago, which is conservative, it's not even that long. 2 million years ago, where I'm standing on this segment of the earth with the same moon, the same sky, the same clouds, the same stars, but below, utterly different. And in 2 million years, hopefully, the same moon, the same cloud, the same stars, and if we play our cards right, a great legacy.